Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is backing Tom Emmer to take over the gavel.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarthy said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together as well as focus on the country's needs. On Friday, McCarthy was behind Jim Jordan, who lost the third round of voting and was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. The White House has reportedly asked Israel to hold off on their ground invasion of the Gaza Strip so we can work to free hostages being held by Palestinian militants. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling CBS's Face the Nation.
But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. The son of the Nashville police chief wanted for shooting two Laverne police officers. Lance Pry has more.
A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Today marks the second consecutive year that the Las Vegas Aces will host their WNBA championship parade. At 5 p.m. Vegas time, the champs will embark on a celebratory journey down the strip. The Aces took the championship in game four of the WNBA finals when they clinched victory with a narrow 70-69 win over the New York Liberty. Interest rates are continuing to climb just as the holiday shopping season approaches, making it more costly for shoppers who plan to charge using store credit cards. The average retail credit card annual percentage rate has hit a new record high of 28.93% this year. That's up from last year's 26.72%. A new study suggests a link between body fat and reduced brain volume. International study of 10,000 people shows your diet and lifestyle may affect how you think. Apparently, the more belly fat you have, the less brain volume and a higher risk for dementia later in life. Researchers at Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California, say overactive and inflamed fat cells send signals to the brain to downsize. They say it's important to keep belly fat to a minimum and to consider whether the foods you choose are nourishing your brain as well as your body. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We got Zoe Warren going to join us in just a moment. He is the 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. So looking forward to talking with Zoe. And make sure that I have the right information, because I can tell right now that I am lacking with the correct information for him. So forgive me as I pull that up right now, because we want to talk about Illinois lawmakers that are pushing more unconstitutional gun control legislation and calling upon, cackling gun control Vice President Kamala Harris and the organization funded by the curmudgeon Michael Bloomberg, every town for gun safety to support their legal plunder. Well, when will they ever learn? Maybe we should ask them first if their policies have ever worked anywhere. Good question to ask, right? Well, he is a filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, and journalist, Zoe Warren. He joins us now. Zoe, are you there? Now, I guess we're still on standby, trying to get a hold of him here to make sure that all is ready to go. Yep, everything is set. I guess we're still having a little bit of an opportunity here, so we'll keep plugging away. But as I mentioned earlier, if we can just rewind for a moment and talk about what's going on in Israel. A lot of opinions there, a lot of different ideas, a lot of nuances, and I'd kind of made a reference, subliminally, maybe even blatantly, about Dr. Michael Rubin is going to be joining us later on this week, to give us a breakdown as to what's going on. He mentioned some cautions and that we had to watch what was going on in U.S. and he was very diplomatic in how he expressed it. But I read between the lines, and what I saw was interference from our government into the affairs of Israel in the Middle East, really leveraging, protection and really kind of confusing the issue. And what concerns me about this, and, if you think about this a little objectively, first of all, this is Israel's situation. And for America to try to coordinate and have what I believe a heavy-handed approach to a policy and defense of Israel is a problem for me, because I look back and historically America hasn't won a war in 70 years, and number one, number two, probably the worst president, with all due respect, the worst president that we could ever have for a wartime footing right now would be Joe Biden and his administration. I mean, the reason that we're in the mess that we're in right now is because Joe Biden is, they're like Qatar. Qatar's playing both sides to the middle. And the United States is doing the same thing. Anyway, I'm going to let you think about that for a moment. And I don't know about you, but I'm not real comfortable about the United States involvement, because Michael Rubin did say that his concern was with the ships entering into the Middle East, our warships coming there. Was it to really do something to hold Iran in check, or was it to hold Israel in check? When he said that really, a big flag went off for me. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on that and continue to report on that as well. Zoe Warren joins us now. Zoe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. I was talking about earlier, before I went hard left to Israel where we were waiting for you, is that we're talking about what you've written about, and that is that Illinois lawmakers are pushing more unconstitutional gun control legislation, huh?
That's what they do. I mean, that's like their method of operation, I think.
Yeah, kind of default, It's like, oh, we haven't done anything for a while. Hey, gun control, let's go. I mean, what do they have about, a deck of playing cards, but it's a small deck because they can't handle, 52 of them. But it's a small deck of playing cards, and they just kind of rotate them, it seems like. Because one card that's definitely not included is anything that has to do with the border. But gun control, boy, man, we got that one in there real quick. That's like, the ace of spades, so to speak, right?
Yeah, that is what they always try to pull out to try to get their base in a frenzy and to cause us to be concerned, us. I'm talking about conservatives, Republicans, concerned about that issue while they disassemble the boundaries of our republic. They put in unconstitutional things to make the bureaucracy have more power and send money overseas. They do all this kind of stuff underneath the surface while they make us concerned about these failures. All these gun bans and stuff, they're going to fail, but they're just like political science that they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and when they fail, it's at the lives of Americans. It's the lives of the citizens of America that are going to be left vulnerable. Because
I think it's only temporary, too. It's only temporary. Like, so what happens is there, tyranny happens fast, justice happens slow, right? So they do this thing that they can get happening right now, and it makes it where people cannot, defend themselves, and people die as a consequence. People are harmed, people's lives are ruined, their, their property stolen from them, and then the courts deal with it 5 years later, 10 years later, 2 years later, maybe a few months later, it gets overturned.
And then they come back, Zoe, and say, oh, gosh, I guess maybe you were right. Well, meanwhile, look at all the devastation that's in the wake of this these silly decisions and these controlled movements by a bureaucracy that thinks they know better. I mean, we've had 247 years of this experiment. We know what works. And it's not just us, but there's other countries around the planet that have tried this. And nobody comes back with any kind of institutional or empirical evidence that says, hey, this is what we did, took all the guns, everybody's happy, kumbaya, it's all good. No, just the opposite. And then, of course, here we're having this discussion on the heels of an open border and, again, another record month of illegal migrants coming in that we don't even know who they are, but we do know this: most of them, if not all of them, are beholden to the cartels. So what does that mean? Their loyalty is not to America. It's not to doing good for their potential new neighbors. It's honoring this indentured servitude and this commitment that they have made with the cartels. Right?
Absolutely. 100%. So we have open borders. People align with cartels. People align with the Democrat Party and all the leftists of varying sorts who are providing the passage for them. And then for us, there is no reason, the Supreme Court said, I think in Gonzalez, there's no obligation for police officers to protect anybody not in their custody. And they want to strip you of your right to keep and bear arms so you can protect yourself and your community.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a concoction. It's a poison pill produced by our opponents to make us more insecure so people will call for more bureaucracy and more government.
Yeah, like that's ever worked. And this is the big problem here. I mean, the evidence is clear that it doesn't. It's also clear that the bureaucracy has lied repeatedly to us about this. And here it is, again, speaking of Israel, just like Israel was surprised, you know, think about what happened. You know, those people in southern Israel that were attacked, they didn't have any way to defend themselves other than a bomb shelter. That was it. So they were extremely vulnerable. And could the same thing happen here? Another surprise inside of the United States. Stay tuned. We got more from Zoe.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Zoe Warren. He is a filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, and journalist, talking about our Second Amendment right in the face of the dangers. And I was just sharing with him, and I don't want to read the text with you, but I will say, because I believe it's my responsibility to you know, to sound the alarm and tell you that we need to be cautious. And the text that I received from a friend that, you know, I know very well, he has a lot of credibility, and he got a report from people that he believes and has credibility saying that we need to be on the lookout, that with what happened with Hamas and in the Gaza, this kind of disruption, and considering our open borders here in the United States, is America being set up for the next big surprise? And you got to imagine, you know, the kind of devastation that could take place if America is caught off guard because of all the, you know, gotaways and even known terrorists, Zoe, that have crossed the border. And not to mention these others that we don't know who they are, but their alliances clearly are not like, you know, immigrants who come in legally who have an alliance and a love for America. You know, I would dare say that these people have more love of America than the kids who have been raised in America and have bought into this, this BS, if I can say, you know, coming out of these universities from these professors that are, you know, loaded with theory and manure, and they're poisoning the minds of our kids. That's only part of it. The other part is that we've imported, the fact of the matter is we've imported hatred into the country. And it's just like, I mean, something's got to give here. We cannot continue as we have been and allow all this poison to enter into the body politic, enter into our country, and think that somehow we're going to be immune. Do you think?
It's impossible, man. It's kind of like these people you see online on social media who, like, raise hippopotamus and then eventually get devoured by them.
Yeah.
Or they raise, you know, alligators.
Yeah. Well, I'm here in Florida. We got people raising snakes, and you know, and after they've eaten up the house and everything, then they let them out into the sewers of Florida. It's bizarre. I mean, you know, what goes on here? You know,
that's kind of what we're dealing with, though. And I'm not trying to say all of these people that are coming over are animals, but what I am saying is even in this current conflict, you know, between a terrorist organization, Department of State designated terrorist organization, and Israel. Okay, we're not talking about a nation versus a nation. We're talking about a bunch of thug gang members, hoodied and masked up, murdering civilians. Okay, they will go in, and it doesn't matter because they're just a terrorist organization. There's no political rhyme or reason there. They're being used by another political group, okay, to try to cause issues. Now, other political groups, likely Iran. Okay, so you have a Detroit synagogue president, even in America, fatally stabbed outside of her home, okay, and she's one of those, she's a sympathizer. She's trying to work with, you know, the Palestinians and the Israelis together, and that includes Hamas, because people, like, there's a scene in a movie called The Green Mile. Or the main character, one of the main characters, not Tom Hanks, but the big black guy. He says he killed them with their love for one another. Our opponents are not like us. There's a different mindset between prey and predator. The prey looks at other people and they say, "Wow, they may be like me, so I should treat them like I'd want to be treated." The predator just looks and finds out who they can eat.
Yeah,
and if they're able to prevent themselves from being eaten, we can't think of predators the same way we think of each other. It's not possible. They demonstrate their nature by what they do. We cannot continue to allow ourselves to be fooled because we love so much. We can treat people good, but we can't treat people stupid.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this is the predicament that we find ourselves in right now. My old mentor used to say to me, Zoe, you can be so open-minded, your brains have fallen out. And this is where we are. You know, and for me, see, I look at what's going on here in a spiritual context. This is a spiritual battle between good and evil. Everyday secularists don't understand the differentiation between good and evil. That's like foreign to them. This is a spiritual context. The things that were perpetrated on innocents there in Israel is unconscionable. This is something that humanity, that civil humanity would want to spit out. This is a cancer. that you've gotten diagnosed with this kind of cancer is get this far away from me as quickly as possible. I don't want to be associated with it. I don't want it to get on me. And but yet here we have people who are misguided. They don't understand because they look at it from only a cultural standpoint. They don't see the spiritual consequence of this, and they are confused. I mean, we got elected officials, you know, AOC, Tlaib, Omar, you know, that are all, you know, talking about what Israel should do. You know what? It wasn't your family members that got raped, whose sister and mother's pelvises were broken, were snapped in the process of this kind of abuse. And it wasn't your family member whose daughter was pregnant, and they cut out the child. And they cut out the child out of her womb. They lop her head off, and then they kill her and lop her head off. I mean, this is the kind of ugly junk that took place that is so humane that as rational human beings, we should want to spit it out, though, not justify it in any means whatsoever. This is why I'm saying if the Palestinians, if there's any kind of, you know, I guess mercy or any kind of, you know, compassion and peace in their hearts, what they would do is they would go, I mean, they're there, the Palestinians that are there in the Gaza, they should go and grab these knuckleheads that did all this stuff, get Hamas, bring them out, surrender them to the authorities, and save their land. You know, and but they won't do this because they're so ideologically fixed. The only way they would do that is because there's some spiritual component that causes them to rise above their ideology, and then they could come together in peace and demonstrate to the world that in fact they are a religion of peace, and they want to live in a peaceful coexistence with all the people there in the Middle East, whether it's Jew or other Arabs, because, you know, the Arab nation, you got the Hatfields and the McCoys there. They're crazy themselves. Just, I mean, forget about the Israelis. Just, you know, they bicker and fight, and they're constantly doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, after one another, because you got the Sunni and Shia there, the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Do you remember the story of the Benjamite and the Levite's concubine? The Benjamites,
yes,
abused her, and
yes,
and so whenever it was time to go and get those evil Benjamites who did it, do you remember how they were treated?
Mm-hmm.
They were the people who came to render justice and judgment were rejected. They mm-hmm. they essentially said, "No, we're not going to give those men up."
Right.
That's what we're dealing with right now,
right,
in Palestine. A bunch of people who are not willing. So we're not dealing with a situation where people are moral equivalents. It's mm-hmm. not possible for us to deal with this as though people are dealing with moral equivalents. We
right.
want to put – it's like they don't understand human nature or in our animal nature, for that matter, even animals, okay? Our opponents think that boundaries are imaginary. Borders are just imaginary lines that don't exist in nature. But if you GPS track wolf packs,
yes.
they operate in jurisdictions. They don't want to. They don't trespass each other. They avoid and respect each other's territory. Okay, even wolf packs do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that we're dealing with. That is, we're trying to force nature to bend and abide by principles that we want it to abide by. We're dealing with reality, and our opponents are dealing with the figments of their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we cannot operate as if we're their equivalents. There's no dynamic equivalent here. Our opponents, they just want to win. They just want to bludgeon. They just want to do it their way. It doesn't matter what happens to you, your family, your friends. It doesn't matter if you lose property, life, houses, your children's innocence. They don't care.
No.
As long as it's done the way they want it done.
Exactly. It's all about stealing, killing, and destroying. That's it. End of story. Zoe Warren, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on.
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy backing Tom Emmer to take over the gavel, adding that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together as well as focus on the country's needs. McCarthy nominated Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting and was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. The U.S. stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. The White House reportedly asking Israel to hold off on their ground invasion of the Gaza Strip so we can work to free hostages being held by Palestinian militants. The Biden administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Well, like you, I mean, it's boy, there's a clear delineation. I think this is quite amazing what's happening right now. I mean, a clear line between good and evil that is being demonstrated right before everybody. And it's really letting you know who your allies are and who they're not, including on college campuses, just in the United States alone, not including across the country. And, you know, just as a sidebar, who would have thought of all people, the French and Macron would say to those that want to hold on to evil in their hearts, get out of here. You have no place here in this country, right?
How about that? Is that something?
Yeah. Maybe an example for the West, right?
Yeah, I think it would be a great example for the West. You know, there are people who obviously you and me and probably most of our listeners are standing with Israel as we should. I've been saying in Hebrew to my Jewish friends and others, I'm Israel Chai, which means the people of Israel live. And I think that's the attitude that every American ought to take. Of course, there are others who disagree with us. Some are full-blown anti-Semites. Some have differences on the issue of Palestine, what have you. But I never thought I'd see what I've seen and heard the last couple of days. I just saw it at NYU, my alma mater, which is NYU Business School. And the students there are going around and yanking down copies of the posters that have been put up in Israel indicating people are missing, kind of like you saw in New York after September 11th.
Exactly, right there.
And just at my former alma mater, NYU, they're yanking down these pictures of missing Israeli kids. Now, you can have a difference with the Israeli government or not be a fan of Bibi Netanyahu, but you're going to attack the faces of missing Israeli children who are now being held hostage, really. Then there was this professor, I forget where it was, at some university in the Northeast, I believe. He said that he found the Hamas's attack on Israel electrifying and exhilarating, or exhilarating and exciting. Wow, what a comment. And then in Australia, just after the attacks, I think maybe like a day or two later, you had people saying, gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. My God, this isn't just anti-Semitic. This is Nazi-esque.
Exactly. Well, and they're getting feedback right away. I mean, you've got major donors to some of these colleges, Harvard, Columbia, others that are saying, "Hey, I'm rescinding my money. I'm not going to support an institution that is so blatantly anti-Semitic and so anti-peaceful." This is absurd. But you know, one of the things we've been stressing on this show, DeRoy, all week long, is people need to understand there's two types of students on the campus today. You've got the homegrown, American kids, American-made kids, and then you've got those that have been imported from the Middle East. Those particularly that have been imported from the Middle East, they have in their hearts generational hatred that they've been conditioned with from the day of birth, that they must hate the Jews. And what people need to reconcile, it's the Jews first and then Americans and people of faith next. So don't think that this is just something that's happening in the Middle East. This is coming to a neighborhood near you soon and very soon, right?
I heard a very good disturbing comment, an expression I'd not heard before, but the expression apparently among the Hamas types and the Islamic extremists is first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
The
Jews, the Sunday people being the Christians.
Right.
So it doesn't stop with the Jews. Once they're done with the Jews, then they come to the Christians, because, of course, Christians are not Muslims. And among the Islamofascist types, that's a mortal sin. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a lot of big donors have said they're fed up with a lot of the big Ivy League and other liberal colleges and universities are cutting off their money. You've also seen a number of these large law firms and others say anybody who signed, in particular Harvard, people who signed that statement in Harvard, which I believe said that they blamed Israel and Israel alone for the attacks. I guess Israel attacked itself. People who signed that that statement are having their job offers rescinded.
Exactly.
If people believe that sort of thing, you don't belong in our law firm. So good luck. Go find your job. Go find yourself a job elsewhere. I think that is fantastic. And I'm glad to see most of these people are probably not very right-wing, imagine a lot of liberal Democrats. But there's a limit to how far they'll go. And these people, these little brats who run around and engage in anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic behavior, need to pay a price for it. If that means that their beautiful jobs at Major Davison Polk and Latham Watkins and other law firms like this are rescinded, then maybe that'll teach them some manners. And by the way, you mentioned a lot of these people are if you're an American student and you want to get up and say what you want, the First Amendment covers you. But if you're a foreign-born student in this country on a student visa, and you're running around engaging in anti-Semitic pro-terrorist behavior, I should pick you up and take you to the airport and fly you home to your mom and daddy tonight.
Exactly. That's what Marco Rubio and who was it, the other senator? Tom Cotton had said that's what should happen. We should just pick them up because, you see, the thing is, this is embedded in them. This is in their hearts. The kids in America, I would say, okay, they're influenced by professors. You know, we know how college campuses work. That is the theme of the day. And so they get on the bandwagon, and then they find out through the process, well, maybe not so smart after all. And they, I believe, are redeemable. But these kids, sadly, who have been indoctrinated, that's a lot of work. And does America want to take that job on? I mean, do we want to have, therapists on retainer to handle these kids from the Middle East that have been, so indoctrinated? I don't think that's our responsibility, DeRoy.
It's not the responsibility of us. It's the responsibility of the Middle Eastern countries not to peddle the anti-Semitic propaganda that these kids, as you say, they get from, kindergarten onward. Among the Palestinians, the kids in Gaza, and I think even the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, they have cartoons and puppet shows that are about evil Jews and kill the evil Jews and wipe them out and slaughter them. And they get this stuff, the way that we used to get Mr. Rogers and Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. They start with this stuff from when they're little. So by the time they get to college age, they've had, a good probably, 12, 15, 16 years of virulent genocidal anti-Semitic anti-Semitic propaganda pumped into their heads. I think it's part of why Egypt does not want the Gazan refugees.
Exactly. Or Jordan or anybody, any of the other surrounding Arab nations.
Yeah,
they go,
exactly.
We don't need this problem. We got enough things to deal with, right?
Just take 10 cancer cells. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's very lovely Gazans, but there are a lot of other ones that you say is they've had this venom pumped in their heads from when they were in grade school, and they show up and they think, well, if Egypt has a peace treaty with Israel, maybe we ought to blow up Israel, or you blow up mm-hmm. Egypt rather than they leave whatever their bases are and go to Cairo and cause all sorts of mayhem. So mm-hmm. leave that. I also noticed there's nobody. Remember when Dunkirk, English troops were trapped mm-hmm. with the Nazis
right.
coming up. There was this big sea lift, and all these boats came in from England and picked up the English and brought them back to the UK. I don't see anything like that with Gaza. It's got this beautiful long beach. I'm not hearing about any boats coming in from anywhere in the Middle East to pick these people up and whisk them to safety. They're just sitting there, mm-hmm. and nobody seems to want them because I think in part they feel like these guys are, potential fifth columnists.
Well, they don't know how to tell the difference, and even though, according to recent polling there, 61% of the Palestinians do not support Hamas, well, then you better find a way to distance yourself quickly and redeem yourselves in such a way to get away from, these kind of false narratives that come and, come all the time. And here it is, we're talking about kids on college campuses. We got elected officials. You heard what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib had to say about the missile that clearly, DeRoy, Israel has never, I've never known in the history of Israel that they have ever targeted hospitals. The only people that target hospitals and civilians are the radical Arabs and Hamas and those that are supported by Iran. These are the ones that do it. And my question this morning with one of the experts was, what was the trajectory? Was the trajectory of that missile heading, from north to south, or was it south to north? It was south to north. So that would tell you that it emanated, just on its face, that it emanated, from the Gaza. It didn't come from inside of Israel.
Yeah, one thing about Israel, there are many amazing things. One of them is the Iron Dome system, which mm-hmm. if it were for Iron Dome, they would be much more flattened than they have been.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, let me interrupt you. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah.
More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, along with DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, you were saying before the break, we talked about, the missile that hit the hospital and causing all kinds of outrage, and we have elected officials in the United States, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who are insisting that it was Israel's fault.
They do say this, despite the fact that Israel has the Iron Dome system, which this anti-missile system protects them from much worse damage than if it didn't exist. And that thing is able to track missiles coming in from every direction and, of course, blow them up if they endanger anybody. And so the Israel should be able to have the rocket telemetry on the missile that hit the hospital and just follow it back to its origin. And as you say, from all know, it originated in Gaza. Well, it's hard for the Israelis to bomb a hospital in Gaza with a missile that launches from Gaza rather than Israel. The missiles
exactly
launch in Gaza are controlled not by Israel, but by Hamas. So that, by definition, is a Hamas rocket. Now, they may have meant it to go into Israel. Apparently, misfired or it malfunctioned and then crashed into the hospital. But still, it was not sent there by Israel. It was sent there perhaps accidentally, but launched from Gaza. Hamas has taken full responsibility for the 500 or so hospital patients, doctors, nurses, and others who killed in that.
But they're not going to, because it doesn't fit their narrative, like you've written about in your latest column. I mean, this is the art of victimhood. Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorists, they are real good at doing this. And the thing that's sad, after all is said and done, this is how history is repeating itself. The mainstream media, just as they supported Adolf Hitler in World War II, they are supporting these knuckleheads that are wreaking havoc and terror all over the world. Right now, it's on full display, and you need to go into this with your eyes open and understand there's a difference between good and evil. And so you need to make a choice here as to what you want to believe and what you want to follow. But sadly, the mainstream media is not helping the cause either, because when you go back in World War II, it was our mainstream media at the time that was supporting Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, the so-called paper of record, in fact, papered over the Holocaust all the way into, I think, late 44, early 45. Mm-hmm. Something like this. This is all the same paper that also covered up for Joe Stalin with the Ukrainian genocide. And here you've got a piece about this on the Daily Caller, Newsmax, as well. And headline is "The Far Left Says Israel's Pain Is Israel's Fault." It's all Israel apparently attacked itself, according to so many of its enemies. And you've got people who, like George Aki Achia, I'm not sure how you say his name. He's the director of journalistic standards at the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. He says, do not refer to militant soldiers or anyone else as terrorists. The notion of terrorism remains heavily politicized and is part of the story. Well, Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Exactly.
This is not a state-based organization of soldiers in uniform, wearing their badges and insignias and, carrying their weapons. These are people who dress as civilians, hide among civilians, use civilians as human shields, which is a violation of the Geneva Convention and the laws of war. And they don't just attack Israeli soldiers and military targets, which is certainly allowed under war. They target kindergartens. They target 260 people killed at a music festival. Children killed in front of their parents. Parents killed in front of their kids. Babies burned. Babies, their heads chopped off. And this is not the way a regular military organization works. These are terrorists, and there's
exactly
all these people anything other than terrorists because that's what they are.
Yeah, well, Achi to make this statement is disturbing. But, you see, we shouldn't be surprised because that's the order of the day. You know, the left has hijacked the language. They use their own words. They want to fit it into this narrative to justify. I mean, you've got to really twist your mind in such a way to justify the barbarism that took place in the Gaza, DeRoy.
You do have to be very twisted to justify this. And who do these people, like George Achi or whatever his name is, how do you think they would fare if Hamas somehow managed to take over the United States of America? You think they'd, you know, high-five the guy if they carry on, do your job, or they, you know, nationalize his channel and maybe kill him? I don't think that the people of Hamas, if they, God forbid, took over the United States of America, would put up with AOC and the rest of the squad, the females in the squad anyway, for very long. They tell them to shut up, put their burkas on, and go inside and make dinner. They're not crazy about the idea of female politicians speaking out on issues, pro-con or otherwise. They want women eventually to be, you know, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're not really into women being political leaders and making decisions for our country. So I don't think AOC and Ayanna Pressley and these other characters in the squad would fare for very long if, God forbid, Hamas ever took over the United States of America.
Well,
think about that before they come out off and say these things on behalf of a group like that.
Yeah, and the biggest shock, I would think, would be Ilhan Omar, especially, I mean, here she is. I mean, you know, she's a Muslim. She knows what the rules of play are. I mean, she has so much freedom here in the United States. And she's hoping, I guess, that as a PR agent, you know, for the left and for, you know, radical Islamists, that somehow she's going to survive. But I think you're exactly right. Is that, you know, they come in, they're not going to adjust their doctrine. They're very determined, and that's what I keep reminding people. It is Israel first, America and people of faith next. Total annihilation. There, you know, you are either going to be a Muslim or you're dead.
And Ilhan Omar, of all people, should know better. She is from Somalia. She grew up under militant Islam in Somalia. She lived, I think, in a refugee camp, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, if you're AOC, you could be just a bubblehead and doesn't really know what's going on. Ilhan Omar would know better because she's seen this evil up close and personal, looked it right in the eyes. You know, here she is in league with these people, sympathizing with these people, and essentially spreading their cause in this country. I mean, she ought to be on her knees every day and thanking the United States of America for letting her in the first place. We could have said, sorry, we don't want you in our country, honey. Why don't you turn around and go back to Somalia, go back to Mogadishu? We let her in, and you'd think she'd be grateful, and then she would understand everything this country's offered her and her loved ones. And instead, we get this incredible anti-American, anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic kind of behavior from somebody who has no excuse for those ideas and, like I say, should know better than anybody else in Congress what it is with which we're coping at the moment.
And she took advantage and broke the law. She married her brother in order to get
her brother
in. I mean, this is, but, you know, look, this is an elected official, and you wonder, you know, what's wrong with Congress. You wonder what's wrong with our government right now when it accommodates this kind of insanity. Again, I think the lines of demarcation are quite clear. This is evil. This is good. You need to choose. Do you want evil or do you want good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that simple. And people ought to understand that. And instead we get this, you know, well, is it really that evil? And are the Israelis that good? It's all a big gray area. On the one hand, on the other hand, in this endless equivocation, you know, the Israel Defense Forces do not go into Gaza and burn babies. They do not go into the West Bank and chop babies' heads off. They don't deliberately target kindergartens and hospitals and civilian facilities. Now, sometimes bombs go astray. Sometimes things happen in the heat of war. That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But there's a big difference between accidental collateral damage and deliberately targeting music fans at an outdoor concert of whom 260
are defenseless fans just sitting out
music
there.
Fans. Who killed music fans?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the military. They didn't go out. This is how cowardly they are. You know, they didn't go head to head with the IDF. They went after innocents on every level, whether it's you know, Holocaust victims, you know, families, children in their beds being beheaded. This is just, you know, rank horror that has been thrust upon the people. And then they have the audacity to claim victimhood. And the reason they do that is because, DeRoy, the press has given them cover, you know, over the generations. They've allowed them to do this, and they figure, okay, hey, well, we'll work. We'll use what's always worked. You know, we eventually position ourselves into the position of victimhood. They believe us, and all is well. And next thing you know, the United Nations will be getting money from all the other nations around the world, and they'll just be giving them money, right?
Yeah, this is true, and let's also try to reserve a bit of our rage and aim that at Iran, which is the big bankroll for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the rest. And one of the big failures of Joe Biden has been his endless policy of appeasing Iran, like as Neville Chamberlain appeased Adolf Hitler.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if we're just nice to these people, they'll be nice to us because we all want the same thing. Well, no, they don't. We don't want the same thing. They want death and chaos.
Exactly.
The genocidal regime and trying to cut deals with them and be nice to them and send them money doesn't do anything other than allow them to fund Hamas, fund Hezbollah. And these are the people who just killed 30 Americans or holding, I think it's 14 or 15 American hostages. You know, if Iran wants to get on the right side of history, they ought to tell their people, let our hostages go to stop this, but they have no interest in that. And every dollar we send to them makes it that much easier for them to continue their pattern and their campaign of evil against Israel.
It's like they've abandoned all reason, DeRoy. They don't want reason. They're in for a different agenda. The thing that they're hoping for is a regional war, and if it turns into World War III, all honor and glory to them. They're all in. They're on a different trajectory altogether. This is what concerns me about our president, because I'll tell you, as long as he's been in Congress, even Gates said that in 50 years, he never got one thing right. And it scares me that he's there, I don't know, going for a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know. I just hope he doesn't mess this up. We've got about 35 seconds left. I'll let you summarize and take us home. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, again, the key takeaways, if you will, are that Israel was attacked in an unprecedented, unprovoked fashion. 1,400 Israelis killed, the biggest number of Jewish deaths since Auschwitz and Buchenwald were liberated, and we need to be on the side of Israel, which is the victim here, and the perpetrators are directly Hamas, which is a bloodthirsty terrorist group.
Amen. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late, call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final.